It is our wounds that create in us a desire to reach for miracles. The fulfillment of such miracles depends on whether we let our wounds pull us down or lift us up towards our dreams. Jocelyn Soriano. Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Noor Al-Din, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it. Today's vocabulary is fulfillment and miracle. Fulfillment is a noun. It means to achieve or accomplish something, to do something as it was planned for earlier, or it was set as a goal or a task. For example, I can see a lot of stuff on this to-do list. The fulfillment of these can take a while. Are you really able to do all of that? The fulfillment of these promises can only be done if you're really a man of your word. Miracle is a noun. It's literally something out of the order of this world, which means a divine intervention to make things easier for humans, as they're running out of options or reasons to handle things. For example, the miracles that were done through all the prophets, as a matter of fact, were done by the permission of Allah, our creator. For instance, when Musa, peace be upon him, Moses, hid the sea and then the water, as we know, you know, the water that we just drink every single day, this kind of like water, stopped flowing and the sea split open as if you have two tall mountains of water and a dry valley in the middle. The same thing with Jesus, peace be upon him. He brought people from the dead only by the permission of Allah, because he's just a messenger, a human, and he needed these miracles as a proof of prophethood to his people. On a personal note, and from heart to heart, Allah will never give you something that you can't bear. So if you feel that it's been overwhelming, it's really difficult to handle and things of that sort, just ask yourself, did you do all what you can in your capacity? Is there anything else to be done, so I can handle what I'm having in the meantime or not? And second thing, how is your connection with your Lord? How is your connection with Allah? So are you doing your best as well to show your Lord that I'm content, I'm good, I thank you for what's good and for what's bad as well, because there's something good in whatever I'm having. I can't see it because I'm a human being. I have little comprehension. I cannot see the wisdom of everything that's going on in this world. So I better have a good belief in Allah and trust his plan, because he's all wise. But we human beings, we don't understand everything that's happening, okay, in this world. So we do what we have to do and do our utmost best to handle the situations that we're having, and then leave the rest for Allah. And believe me, if you just have this trust, he will never let you down. Just trust in him and rely on him and ask always for his forgiveness and for his help. And of course, ask him for his mercy. And I want you just to understand something with me here. Allah is the creator of all things. I mean, he created the universe and created you in perfection and all of these things that are around us. So Allah can create a new reality for you, a way out of your hardship, right? So just all what you need to do is just ask him for help, for guidance. And he'll be there for you. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.